Welcome to Stepping Stones, L&D Career Journeys Explained. The podcast that shares the how of fellow L&Ders. I'm your host, Christina Rogers. I created this podcast to help my fellow learning and development professionals who, maybe like me, trip on the how of having to do things. How to get started in L&D, how to navigate an L&D career, how to grow your career, etc. Typically, I have a guest that will share the stepping stones that they've made and continue making in their learning and development career. My goal with this podcast is to not only help give you insight on how to do things in an L&D career, but also to inspire and motivate you as you determine your own stepping stones of your L&D career path. For this first episode, though, I will play the role of the guest speaker so you have an idea of who I am and where I'm coming from. And so with that said, let me share with you a little bit about myself. So what brought me into L&D in the first place? I had graduated with an undergrad as an English degree major and trying to find work in the workplace without having made the effort to set myself up to have something established. Because originally I had planned to continue going straight into grad school and that didn't happen. Long story there. However, because of that, I had not positioned myself for becoming an editor or anything of that nature. And so was brought into the world of customer service. And it was through a flight school. This is like my third job at this point, that I learned about a department called courseware that definitely could use my skill set. Very strong with grammar and writing and editing. And so I thought that would be a great fit once I learned what they did. And so I went and connected with the person in charge of that department, learned more exactly what they did, and basically just connected with them, if you want to say, networked with them. And it wasn't immediate, but over time, making the effort to go up and basically volunteer my skill set, even though I worked in customer service, and of course, having that connection with them, I believe it was almost like a year later, an opening came about and I was seriously considered and then brought in. And it was there that I actually connected with instructional designers and learned more about photography and video and creating PowerPoints for the classroom. And that's when I first played like with Adobe InDesign and using iSpring within PowerPoint, and essentially just the world of what it takes for creating learning in the classroom. So that was really, really fascinating for me. And it was then I will admit, I still wasn't sure, you know, this newfound world was really neat. And I will say that I thought communications might be a better key. At this point, there weren't really degrees that were specific to learning and development or instructional design specifically. And so I went and got a master's in communication management and thought maybe that's the way I needed to go. You know, with, I know it touched a little bit of marketing and PR and all of that, but I thought maybe that was a better fit. And that in itself opened the door for a different job opportunity, which was instructional design work for a different company. And so I took that opportunity and I would say it was there and undertaking a greater load and understanding, you know, to work with, I mean, I worked with SMEs before, but subject matter experts in a different way and with more of them in different departments, such as UX, that I really found more that this is really what I want to do and started taking it a bit more seriously. It wasn't until I think another job opportunity or more that in the process of realizing I love doing this in teaching, which by the way, at that point, I became an adjunct professor as well. I became consumed with all things just with learning and development and looking into neuroscience. And that led me, because I realized I couldn't grow my career more without education. And I say that because, and if you haven't seen this already, a lot of places for job opportunities, they want you to have specifically a degree or certification in instructional design or technology, learning design, things of that nature. And I didn't have that, despite having a bachelor's in English and a master's in communication management, that didn't fit that criteria. And so I went and pursued a certification in instructional design and technology. And that definitely helps with that catch-22. I'm sure you all are very familiar with this catch-22, where either you have the experience, but you don't have the specific education wanted, or the opposite, you have the education, but you don't have any real world experience. And it's a horrible place to be. I've been there in so many ways. Thankfully, I think I'm finally, for the most part, out of it, but it is not easy to undertake. It's quite frustrating, to say the least, because people will not take you for one way or the other, because you don't have one thing or the other thing. So it's always that excuse of, well, I would bring you on, your education is great, but you don't have any experience. Well, it's that, you know, well, give me experience so I can have experience, right? So in that factor, I decided to take on that certification that helped me grow in my career to other opportunities. People finally, I guess, started taking things more seriously of what I can offer and do with that certification. So those were, I guess that was the path of how things started and how I realized that this is really what I want to do, taking it much more seriously. With that, I joined up with ATD and grew a lot there. I was actually VP of communications for one of my local groups. And that in itself gave me opportunity to showcase and have more discussions with other instructional designers. And it's really fun to connect with those folks that are very similar to you. I would say the most recent one, in addition to ATD, that I've joined up with is the Global Learning and Development Community, GLDC. And that one I really have my heart in, just because it is a global community. I find it so fascinating to connect with folks very much like me in the L&D world, but at that global scale, and not be so consumed or limited to the fact that I'm here in the United States. And so that is a great eye-opening to have those discussions about what is happening in Sweden or what's happening in Colombia, and where and how are the professional avenues slightly different, or, you know, the inside of looking at how to create learning differently. So that in a nutshell, of course, that wasn't a nutshell answer, but that is what has brought me to where I am today and why I've chosen to make this my priority, why this is the career I want to do and love to do. As far as, which is why I call this podcast Stepping Stones, as far as my stepping stones, the education definitely played a role. So English creative writing, getting certified in technical writing, getting my communication management master's degree, and then getting certified in instructional design and technology. Those are huge stepping stones that I definitely can contribute to the career that I have right now. In addition to that, as I shared with you, connecting with other folks very similar in thinking and understanding and the way that they're driven in creating learning for others. The ATD group, GLDC. Aside from that, it's looking at opportunities like different webinars and definitely connecting more and more so with other folks and just having open discussions and learning from them and willing to impart knowledge onto them. Huge difference what that can do, not just in your own personal learning or in their personal learning, but sometimes that can open up doors for you that you don't suspect or you're not even trying for in the moment. And it doesn't even have to happen immediately. It could be something that happens years down the road. And that's pretty awesome. Okay. So essentially, the stepping stones can create more stepping stones for you. is how I look at it in that way. Additionally, I would say LinkedIn Learning is a great stepping stone. Just continuously learning anything and everything possible with what I do as an instructional designer. Definitely books out there as well. I feel very behind right now regarding books, but I have had my share in the past and definitely worth looking into. I really want to read Map It by Kathy Moore. I'm really behind on that. I'm so sorry, Kathy, but I will get there. Just I need to make way for that to happen. And so there's a little piece of advice for you there. If you feel overwhelmed, it's like, oh, I have too much going on. I have too much going on. Been there, but like anything in life, whatever you find to be of importance and priority, you make a way. So just do what you can to make a way. If you have a similar background to me, I hope that this brings encouragement, at least maybe some inspiration, if not motivation, to what you are doing. You may have been like me that started off with really no place to go because things did not pan out upon that first initial undergrad graduation of what I thought I would or could be doing. But finding ways to make use of what talents you have, and then along the way of using that and doing that, you end up falling in love with this other opportunity, if you will. Originally, and I didn't share this at the beginning, but originally I was striving to get into architecture, even architecture history. And lo and behold, look where I am. And so even though things may not be what you wanted them to be from the beginning, and I've come across this with many of my guests, which you will hear in other episodes, the starting point for most of us, I would say, has not been, oh, I'm doing instructional design from the get-go. A lot of that has not even been an opportunity for us. It wasn't like there's this degree out there right from when we started, but it's combining what we're naturally driven and what we naturally gravitate toward, being ones that some of us, and I will include myself in this, like being a performer, being on stage, if you will. And I have a background in that because I grew up dancing. I've come across folks very similar to that. And that's where, you know, the training part comes in, and we're being a trainer or a facilitator in L&D. And it works great because you're just taking that interest or even passion and just utilizing it differently. And it works wonderfully. And in many aspects, the impact that you make on the learners, I get speechless with this, but it's so satisfactory. It's so awesome to be able to impart, I can't just say wisdom and all of that, but overall things that you've learned onto others to help their journeys be so much better and more efficient. That also led me here to this podcast. And so I hope, in addition to everything else I shared with you, again, the motivation and everything, one, that you're not alone or thinking, oh my gosh, how do I make this happen? I want you to be able to come back and listen to who I have on this podcast. And again, not only be inspired, but I hope you find ways to connect with these folks and say, oh yeah, I'm a little bit like that. Or I used to have that kind of experience too. You know, how did they jump from X to Y? And be able to listen and learn from that and do better for yourself. I can't tell you how exhilarating that is to be able to share and go, okay, this was my journey. You may have also started with an English degree and you may not know where to be going next, but that's okay. Here's my journey. Learn from it. Take what you want and run. And if not for me, then hopefully from someone else in as my guest speakers on this podcast, or combine them. Learn a little bit from each person and create your own stepping stones. You know, who did they look up to? What books did they read? What LinkedIn Learning did they do? What webinars did they attend? Et cetera, et cetera. That can be most helpful to you. And that is my goal here with this podcast. With that said, I hope that in the information I shared with you, that there were some golden nuggets somewhere in there for you to take away as you go about your journey. And I know the majority of us are playing around social media. If you want to find me or follow me, the best bet for you is just to go on LinkedIn. That's really my jam, so to speak. That is where you will be able to connect and follow me if you want to. So that is going to conclude our episode for today. To my listeners and viewers, until next time, continue stepping forward.